my sanctum. My cave of vine and moss is to my right about 10 paces into that thicket that surrounds me now. So dense grows the swampland that sometimes it would take me up to 30 minutes to find the little hideaway I had fashioned, though I had been there hundreds and hundreds of times. I would look for the strips of white sheet, bright like bush ghosts, that hung around the woven walls. They would tell me where. All about me were my treasures, the stained bandages like flags, boxes of nails and tacks, a crate of electrical cord, my hammer, candles and plastic bags full of matches and tapers from the church, my Bibles, twine, animal boxes and feathers and bird skulls, shells and nests.